Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sharon Whiteman, and it's my great pleasure and privilege to be here with you this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning. And I don't do it alone. I'm in partnership with Diana Hunter and Gary Knapp and each and every one of you. It's really important, and we highly celebrate Nick being here. This morning, we're very fortunate to have Karen Dennis with us. Karen Dennis is an amazing Manitic leader in Australasia. She's always puts her hand up to participate and to give back to the greater community. And I know we have such rapid growth in Manitic right now, and so many of you would be brand new. I'm really looking forward to this topic. I'm completely inspired by the Achiever System of the 3-Point Plan. So Karen and I will be having a great time expressing the passion and the importance of this topic. To give you a little bit of background about Karen, for those of you who haven't had the privilege to meet her, Karen is a passionate and dedicated Manitic associate. She was a nurse, a single mom with 4 kids, and she had 3 jobs. She saw the benefits of this technology immediately. She set out to help people, change lives, and make a difference, and she hasn't stopped. Karen believes that the wellness stream and the business stream are married together and that people naturally share with others if they're supported properly. Karen is a motivated, passionate educator and businesswoman and a model for other women who choose to make a difference in their financial balance sheet. Karen is known for just getting down to business. No matter what challenges being experienced around her, she keeps going. You may have met Karen at some of her regional training events that are happening mostly along the East Coast right now. Karen's team recognize her for her heart, exceptional skill in supporting her clients and team partners alike. She's been an Associate of the Year awardee times 2, International Giving Spirit awardee, and is in the top 20 International Business Builders list. Thank you so much for being here this morning as one of our 100-day challenge list calls. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Sharon. My pleasure. Good to be here. And thank you. Without you, we wouldn't have any tools. We use all your wonderful recordings, part of our tool programs. We're very, very grateful to you and Diana and Gary for the work you do in producing them. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. And yeah, and that's a great point, everybody. So there is a way for you to download and use it, that you can immortalize some of this stuff that you get on this call from the leaders that we have as guests, or $1,000 an hour kind of coaching. So listen up, get your pen and paper out today and really get prepared to implement this for your 100-day challenge. So Karen, let's go back. Again, there's quite a few people here who wouldn't have met you or know your story. Just in brief, let's talk a little bit about how you came to Manitic and that early journey for you.
I just believe people who come into Manitic, it's their destiny. And there's just the strangest stories how people start. But it's 12 years ago. It was 12 years in August I've been involved. And I was a nurse, as you said, working 3 different jobs and mostly looking after children with disabilities. And we had some children at the South Bank Markets in Brisbane that we were giving respite to their parents for the weekend. And I had a girl with red curly hair in a wheelchair. And I have red curly hair, and this man ran after me and started telling me this has been this amazing discovery. And long story short, he lent me a tape of Dr. Omelchuk. I'm so glad I listened to the tape and didn't just pass it off, because it just blew me away, that story. And I thought, well, if this is half true, I needed to know more. And the rest is history. I rang him back. I went to a meeting at Lee and Christine Eaton's home, and I just was enamoured with the technology and also fairly quickly the business concept, because I could see if this was such a great discovery, it had to be also a wonderful business opportunity, because there'd be so many people needing it. If everybody needed it, it was logical it was a good business opportunity as well. I looked after a quadriplegic boy, and I guess he was my Marcus at the time. I had these great ambitions to have him up walking. He was the same as Christopher Reeve from his neck down, and I looked after him for 5 years at this time. So you know, they were sort of the first people I introduced, and then my mother became ill and she started on the products after some strenuous effort. She wasn't going to listen to me to start with. I think that's a really good story, because Mum had been taking supplements for many years, and she thought, well, I've got all these things gone wrong with me and I've been taking supplements, why would I take some more supplements? And that's a really good subject for us all to ponder on, because the difference was Mum changed from hers to ours ultimately, and for those of you who know her, it's just been a miracle. She's 87 and now not on any drugs or any other supplements. She takes lots of ours. But is she fit and well? So I saw things like that happen in my opinion, you can't ever forget that. And I've just seen more and more miracles with people as the years have gone by with their health restoring and recovering and maintaining. So I've just kept going, Sharon. I've had my ups and downs. I've had some big downs and some times where I wanted to give up. I thought I wasn't getting anywhere, but it was always the truth of our products that compelled me to keep going. And I felt I had a duty, really, to help so many people. How could I just walk away from that? So that's what keeps me going. A lot more things keep me going now. And what I also understand now is that when those downers came, it was because I was at my personal edge, I suppose, in my own growth. And like you, and the thing that's always turned it around is putting more effort into my personal growth. And I know you've done massive work, and I have. I've literally spent thousands and thousands of dollars on personal development. You don't have to do that, I hasten to assure you, but you do have to do something. Reading, making famous authors mentors for you is much cheaper than doing the courses. But if you can do courses, that's a great help also. And of course, we've got one coming up in November, Intentional You, which I'm registered for, Never Stop Learning. So I really encourage everyone to attend that course, because I did this same course, well, not the same, I'm sure it'll be better, but with the same lady some years ago. And that was part of my beginning growth, and I just found her amazing. That's my story, I guess, Sharon. I've just kept going, and my team has grown, and I've had to learn more about training others and developing leaders, and it just goes on. And I have some fabulous people in my team.
And Karen, as part of your original story, you went on, you've had incredible transformation in your financial situation too, haven't you?
I have indeed. Yes, it's a very good story. Poor single mother who felt she was a huge victim. I didn't have a house. I didn't have any support really as a single mother except the single parent pension, which wasn't so great. Yeah, so life wasn't very. I was 52 when I started, well, 51, but quickly soon after 52 when I joined Manitech. So $12,000 in superannuation, which wasn't very exciting. Not much future. So it has changed my life dramatically. I mean, regional director was extra, and what I was able to do with three jobs is, as I sort of went up the levels, were my goals. They were what drove me. I don't know if any of you people on the call feel that, but I love the levels. I think it's such an exciting thing to look at, because it gives you an idea and an income to aim for, which was what I was doing. So I did regional, national. And 18 months I became executive, and that was just a massive income to me. And during that time I'd been able to drop off one job, and then I still was doing two, then I dropped the second one. And then when I got to executive, compared to where I'd been, because I'd been only earning about $30,000 a year at that time, and executive was up around $50,000, so I gave up my third job, which was 10-hour night duty shifts and long travelling. It's just been amazing. And then at the ripe old age of 58, I was able to buy my home. I have a lovely car, and I do love to drive. I appreciate nice cars. My life just changed dramatically. I mean, I've travelled with, as a presidential, we go to the Hawaii summit. I think I've been, I'm up to 8 times now. I've been to the summit in Hawaii. We go to different islands, Maui, Kauai. We had a cruise 1 year all around Hawaii. I mean, it's just, Hawaii is my favourite trip. Such luxury and such a wonderful reward, but it's so great also to mix with all the international PDs and get to talk to them, especially the South Africans. And Don Partridge, to have conversations with these guys is, to me, it's just amazing. And I look back on my life and think, it's like a dream, really, how much it's changed. The incentive trip, just going to convention now, as well, I always have a lovely suite. So I have to pinch myself, I'll be honest, Sharon. I think, is this really true? Is this really me? Because it's such a contrast from where I was. It can happen. It can happen for anyone. It's just a question of not giving up, but also it's not enough to not give up. You've got to work on your growth and overcoming. I think overcoming is the big word, really, which Anne Everingham spoke about so well in our training on Saturday in Brisbane. That's the secret, overcoming. And it's so easy just to be comfortable, just to sort of stay where we are. So sometimes it's hard to push ourselves out of that and make another step forward, but it's worth it. It's worth it because there's even better to come.
Karen, talking about things that are better to come, I know over the last time that we've all been at Manatech, we've had some incredible great times and some incredible challenges as well, like the power of our technology to disrupt things out there in the planet.
Yeah.
In the last several years, the whole team in South Africa, all the leaders, turned a difficult situation around, so much so that they're now sort of a showcase for Manatech in Australia, and we've adopted their system for all of us, the blessing of all of us. So, Karen, can you comment on that change for you and what that was like and how you feel about that now, about embracing the three-point plan?
Well, I'm just incredibly excited about it, and for lots and lots of reasons. I was very privileged to go with Mandy Morelli to America when Leonie van der Linde, a platinum presidential, and Vincent, her son, who's a silver presidential, they came over there specially, this is what, some 3 months ago I think now, I'm off track, to present to the US corporate staff and all the US leaders what this three-point plan was about, what they were doing and how it was working. I just got so excited when I saw it. There's a few things I think that stood out for me that were different. The old saying is, if you do things the same way and expect a different result, it's a definition of insanity. And so I could see the things that they did differently. And that's the key. If things aren't working for you, you just need to look at it. One of the big things about it was that it was predictable. If you followed this system, your business growth was predictable. And that was a very strange word to use for network marketing. Not a word that you usually associate with it, because you're working with an army of volunteers. Nobody works for us. No one in our team works for us. None of us work for Manatech. It's totally on our own initiative and our own decision. So to use the word predictable was a little strange, but by following this system, and they had so many components to it, and what I loved was the very basis of it was about these three powers of unity, submission, and the spoken word. They take that into a whole nother level with people's character, our character being so important, and just all working together, and that's what made South Africa happen. A lot of the presidentials, a lot of the leaders didn't get involved initially. They wanted to do it their own way and go off on their own tangents. But enough of them did work together and start to develop this spirit of unity and working together and really getting down to the nitty-gritty of what it takes to build the business. And gradually others came in and more came in as they could see the success, and it's just become, you know, an amazing story. I mean, the growth of South Africa is just phenomenal. But Leonie, of course, was the one who drew it in to an explained level of these 3 points that we had to focus on three major areas. And if we don't cover all three areas, we're going to have weaknesses in our business. And she drew the analogy of being a tennis coach herself, that apparently Pete Sampras had worked this out, that there were three major areas when you're playing tennis, and don't ask me to repeat them because I can't remember them, but if your game was off, there was one of these areas you weren't attending to. And if you paid attention to that area and picked that area up, your game went up. So Leonie applied that to this business. And the three areas they covered were getting the group structure right. That's a wonderful aspect that has caused changes in my organisation. It's just mind-blowing how I can see the difference now with the way they structure. And we've changed that in my business, this idea of building a power leg and then building another leg and really focusing on those two legs initially. And then into the next section was the ME program, which is this important aspect. Is if you're not working on me, which I've already mentioned about 10 times on this call, if you're not working on me, you're not going to be able to go with it. You have to grow. You have to become more to be at the next level. Even just to go to regional director, you have to become more than you were when you joined Manatech. And then to go to national director, it's not just about your volume. It's not just about how many people you enroll. It's about growing yourself, becoming that level. And what I know now on reflection is times when I've gone to levels and dropped back, it's because I might have gone there quickly with GPV and a few good things happening, but I didn't become that. I didn't grow enough. And when I did, I went back there. So that ME section is just, it's huge. But no section's more important than the other. And then the third section, which I'm going to be talking a lot more about in future trainings, because we've spent a lot on structure and ME, but the developing relationships with your team and understanding you're working with a team of volunteers and everybody's different, everybody's got different dreams, different motivations, different desires, different challenges with doing this. So developing the relationships part of it is a huge part. Those 3 points. The other thing I loved about it was that they take the emphasis, this whole word predictable, I'll sort of make that the corner word, they take the emphasis off the GPV. So while, yes, I said it's great to be aiming for the next level, which we all are, but instead of just looking at the GPV and being either pleased it's going up or sad it's not, they actually give you this plan of what to aim for instead of just looking at the GPV. And that's what the Achiever program is.
The other thing I think would be good to cover is that just in case someone's listening today, absolutely there's no pressure to embrace the 3-point plan, but it is something that's been universally accepted across the globe. So you do need to partner with your Active Upline in talking about this, but what really helped you embrace this so strongly?
Success leaves clues. We talk about this, and we all have this challenge when we've all spoken to people who've said, oh, well, I spoke to someone who was in network marketing and it didn't work. So they take that as gospel because someone who never did it and spoke to someone who failed at it, they take that opinion. It's much better if you're going to be evaluating anything is to speak to someone who's had success at it, who's worked out that it's good before you do it. And I've been in this business for 12 years. I have had great success. But I'm always looking to improve and grow, and the South Africans were in a bad place. That was what got me. It wasn't as if they've just always been great. There was a few people in South Africa that did. I mean, Louis and Leonie went to platinum very quickly. Things in South Africa were going bad. I think that's what spoke to me the most. It was really going backwards. So when they adopted this, it took a while, it took a few months before they started to see results, and everyone didn't come on board straight away, but gradually it was like turning a ship around, and then they've just had massive success. They're at the stage now, in only a couple of years of implementing this, they're breaking 3 executive directors a business period. That isn't happening in Australia. They're breaking a presidential director every second business period. That isn't happening in Australia. So you'd have to be a dill not to think maybe they've gotten some clues. They're having success, and I want that success. We all want these children fed. We're not growing like they are. So why would you not follow their lead? I'm so committed that I've actually used my incentive points for the recent incentive. Instead of going to Orlando, I'm going to South Africa to their super regional, to sort of really get a feel for it and see it firsthand. I'm sure it's going to be an incredible experience, but that's why, because of their success. If you follow people that are successful, you'll be successful too. If you listen to the naysayers and the ones who've found problems and it hasn't worked for well, you'll tend to follow them as well and go down the toilet to yourself.
It's great that our modern plan is so well done that the goalposts, that, you know, the leadership levels are goalposts for us to achieve for, and that if we go for them, they also support us in having a stable structure and business. And partnered with that is this addition, this sort of like a married focus, would you say, of the Achiever attributes.
The Achiever levels gives you an idea of what has to happen. Sometimes you can be looking at GPV and you're talking to people and you might be enrolling someone and nothing much is changing with your GPV and you feel like you're doing that. I mean, I remember many stages in my business where I felt like I'm doing everything but nothing's happening. Whereas this Achiever level gets down to tin tacks, really, of what to focus on. And if you focus on these specific things to become an Achiever, you'll find the GPV takes care of itself. They have 3 levels of Achiever. They have an Achiever, a Double Achiever, and an Ultimate Achiever. So with the Achiever, the definition of an Achiever anyway, it lines up with our traditional levels. An Achiever is a healthy National Director. Now, a healthy National Director earns about $1,000 a BP. A healthy National Director, give or take $100 or $200. But, you know, I wouldn't say take, I'd say add. There's a few things involved in it. There's 3 specific activities that you need to be doing. So you've got some how-to here. and then there's some structural things. Instead of just looking at your GPV, look at these things that you need to do. And I'm going to do the hardest one for a lot of people first, and that is what they call STP 15+. People make jokes about all our terminologies, but what that means is show the plan or share the products 15 times or more each BP. If you do that, you will become an achiever. It's just the law of averages. It just has to happen. Now, sharing the plan, this for my guys, my whole organisation really, this was not something we'd ever done, showed the plan. So it was a big shift for us. So if anyone else on the call hasn't done this before, don't feel bad. I haven't done it. And fortunately, when we were in America, Vincent did a presentation, even though it was to presidentials. It was as if he was at an opportunity meeting showing the plan. That's still on Manatech Live, and you can still go and watch that and learn how to do it Vincent style. And that's what I did. I wrote notes when I was there, but I've done it since I came home, wrote notes, and that's what I'm doing now to show the plan. I do it at opportunity meetings, I'm doing one-on-ones, and it's so amazingly powerful because it's such an excellent presentation. Now, there's another one on Manatech Live, and all you need to do is go into www.manatechlive.com, I think it is, and you can see these. There's another one by JP Costa, which is another full presentation. He was the youngest, I think, presidential to qualify in South Africa at 23, and he's now a silver presidential. And he did another one in America, which is longer, and he's a very figures person and more technical, and he went into a lot more detail. That's great. I have a few accountants in my business and they like that one because it gives more figures and they like that one. So you can just learn it by watching it, and which is all I did, the same as anyone, just watching that. And as Vincent said, if you want your business to grow, out of those 15, you need showing the plan is the predominant number. Sharing the products, yes, and that can develop into showing the plan. I've encouraged a lot of people in my team to go back to their existing customers and show them the plan. That's a great thing to do, but you need to be aiming for 15 plus in a BP. Now, a lot of my guys have said, oh, I couldn't possibly do that, so far out of their comfort zone or where they're at. And a lot of them have aimed for, say, doing 5 for one BP, and then they'll go up to trying to increase the number the next BP to 10. Just do what you can do, but that is what you're aiming for, healthy national director and at that achiever level. So the next thing in the activities is doing the daily habits tracker, which you can get from Manatech. Now, there's a 100-day challenge one at the moment, and a lot of fabulous people are doing great things with being involved in that alongside of Jason. But you can also get one that's just for a BP at a time, which has all your daily habits, taking your products, listening to CDs, reading books, speaking to people, making phone calls, saying your daily affirmations, a dozen different things that you do every day. This is another thing where we let ourselves down because we just don't stick to that. If you keep working on improving that and getting more ticks each BP, I really encourage you to keep your sheets and look at the BP and try and have more ticks the next BP than you had the first one. The more you work on that daily dozen, the more it's going to change your business. Then the third thing in the activities is the core me activities. That is, one of those is CDs and the second one is books, reading books, and that's the TOM program. Now, we've talked a lot about this TOM program, which stands for Tool of the Month, and this is a big, big factor in South Africa. It's something they're just zealous about. When I went to Manifest earlier this year, I had an associate from South Africa at Manifest who's not in their business, she's in my business, and she said it was just amazing on the plane coming over, everyone's watching movies except the South African Manatech associates, they were all reading books, and they weren't novels. They just take it very, very seriously. They really plough into the books to get that personal growth and to be mentored by successful people because that's what reading amounts to. So the TOM program has now started in Australia. It's starting in October. We just got an email, I think a day or two ago, from Manatech. If you didn't get that email, find out about it, get onto them because they're starting the TOM program in October. It costs $20 a month, and you can actually you'll have four CDs and a book sent to you each month, each BP for that. So that's part of the ME program. Also, being on webinar, consider being on Sharon's Caller webinar. This is wonderful. Have other conference calls with your leaders, but this is part of it. And being coached and counselled, that's really important. And the other major part of your program is to attend the monthly trainings. They're happening in a lot of places, in Melbourne, Adelaide. I think Perth is even having them too now. I'm running them with Ken Green in Sydney once a month. The next one in Sydney is the monthly training is the 11th of October. And on the Friday night prior to that, the 10th of October, we have an opportunity meeting. So if you're in Sydney or you have associates in Sydney, please encourage them to come. They're happening in Brisbane also, but in Brisbane, of course, in October, we have a super regional. So that'll be instead of the monthly training in October. That's on the 18th of October at Springwood in Brisbane. That'll be a special night. So there are your five core ME activities. The activities to become an achiever, if you work on these activities and build them up, if you just focus on that, getting me showing the plan or sharing the products 15 times, really becoming zealous with your daily habits tracker, because it'll help you form habits, obviously, good habits, and then the five core ME activities. Do those, you'll become a healthy national director. Now, what that's going to show in your business and what you need to see in your structure to be an achiever is to have two growing RDs or regional directors in each of two legs. And that'll be your evidence. What does a growing regional mean? It means somebody who's at the regional director level who is actively enrolling, not just sitting there. Someone who's actually enrolling and wanting to build their business. So if you're showing the plan that often, doing all those activities, you're going to inspire everybody in your team that comes in, and you will have people working towards that. The other things that show are having at least seven associates on this TOM program. So you see, this is giving you focus as to what to do, what you need to be looking at. Who can you ring up in your team that's keen to build, they're a bit maybe frustrated, encourage them to get on the TOM program, if nothing else. Maybe they're not ready to show the plan, or, you know, don't feel confident even to share the products. Just get them on the TOM program. Get them listening to the CDs and reading a book, because it will absolutely change you for the better as you grow. The other thing is to have seven associates attending functions. So this is like the monthly trainings, ACON, the super regionals. There's another super regional coming up for New South Wales in December, the 12th and 13th of December, the 13th of December. So there's lots of functions coming up. So make this your aim to have seven associates there. Now, you may not even have seven associates in your team at this point in time, but if this is giving you a target, and going back to that showing the plan, that's how you'll get them. And then the last part of this achiever is to have one leg with at least six automatic orders deep. That's the formula to be an achiever. May not happen overnight, but at least it gives you what to actually focus on. Things aren't working, you now know why. Maybe you're not showing the plan at all. Maybe you're only showing it a few times. So by increasing, you'll see your business increase. And I have to say at this point that since this has been implemented, I've just introduced the Achiever Certificates, and we had them at our first training in Brisbane, or not our first training, but the first time they were introduced in Brisbane on Saturday, last Saturday. And I was explaining all of this and saying we now have certificates for achievers, and we had an achiever in the audience, and I didn't know. And so it was very exciting to award the first Achiever Certificate in our Brisbane monthly training to you, Sharon. Sharon Whiteman. Yay. So thank big you. Cheer for you. And no, really well done. That's an outstanding effort, you know, to be showing the plan 15 times. Sharon's got associates at the Brisbane training and at the Sydney training. She's got groups down there. She's got them on the TOM program. She's got growing RDs. Leading by example, Sharon. Congratulations. That's what it takes.
For, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you brand new, I went executive director in 2002, and then I had lots of things happen in my life, including a conflict with the tick. But to about 2 years ago, I decided that whole time, 14 years, I've had a residual income check every 28 days for Manatech, never fail. Mm-hmm. But my volume was up, and then it was down, went down slightly when I wasn't working. And about 2 years ago, I decided to get back in the business. I'm so grateful for this achiever. Because for me, when I look back, I didn't have a stable business because I didn't understand these principles. And I 100% know if I would have been heading for these benchmarks in that time, my business would have been stable and growing rather than slipping back without my attention on it. I just think that's genius, really.
I totally agree with you, Sharon. And you've already proven it. So thanks for leading the way.
Oh, thank you, Karen. That's fantastic.
You know, I'm very sincere, it's outstanding. And I hope the Super Regional in October in Brisbane will have more achievers. This is the answer. You do these things and that's the results you'll get. It's $1,000 a BP.
Can I say one more thing, Karen? The
sure.
other thing is I'm not doing 100% of everything. I have those achiever stats. There's one person on the TOMS that I'm not sure is 100% stable yet, but that's just life. My next month, I might have to find somebody else. We'll see. So the thing that's been really important to me is that when I looked at the tracker and the 100-day challenge, I looked at it and thought, there's no way I can achieve that level of activity in my current life. And so what I did is I didn't put that pressure on myself. I said, just double. This is what I said to myself, self, just double what you're doing now. Set that as your first benchmark. And so I'm not reading 2 books a month yet. I'm listening to something every single day, and I've got a book on the go. But I'm just not choosing to let that be an excuse to beat myself up in any way. I'm celebrating the increase and my focus and what I am capable of doing. So please, you know, if it's too big of a stretch, if you're just doing part-time or whatever, just double what you're currently doing if you feel inspired to go to the next level in your business.
I totally, totally agree. That is it. It's just, I mean, that's what's so great. And congratulations, Sharon, because that's very wise, which you are. Following that daily habits tracker and just trying to increase it, just getting into the habit. And it's so easy to not do it, but just increase what you're doing. Go up and keep the one from the month before so you can see how you're increasing and give yourself a pat on the back. A lot of personal development leaders make you do that in the audience. They get you to put your hand over your shoulder and pat yourself on the back. And it's a good thing to do. Say, well done, you're doing well. Congratulate yourself because it's just a question of doing a bit more and a bit more and a bit more.
If you're feeling challenged by that, do what your very best not to compare yourself to anybody else. I think it was Simon on a recent call that said, just commit to yourself. And do you want your financial balance sheet in 12 months from now to be quite significantly different than it is today? And what would doubling your current activity do to make that happen? Don't compare your goals, your ability, the time you have, anything with anybody else. Just focus on you, and I absolutely guarantee if you double what you're doing now, your financial balance sheet is going to be different in 12 months.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Is there anything that you haven't covered on the achiever level?
No, there is. Once you cover the achiever level, once you reach that, the next target is a double achiever. And the very nice thing about being a double achiever is the activity doesn't increase. I always look for the benefits. To be a double achiever, you still show the plan 15 times a BP and you still do your daily dozen and you still stick with your 5 core me activities. But what changes to be a double achiever, which is moving to senior ND, and a senior national director means you have a GPV of 13,000 and your income goes up significantly as well, obviously. So what you're looking at, once you've achieved achiever, what you need to be a double achiever is to have a qualified achiever in one of your legs. Once you've achieved it, you then look for your keenest person to help them become an achiever. And you're increasing your associates on the TOM program and it functions to 16 plus. And of course, if you're keeping on showing the plan, you're having more people come into your business, people in your business who are working towards becoming an achiever are doing the same. So getting to 16 will be great, and that will mean you'll be a senior national director and a double achiever. The ultimate achiever, you'll be at ED level. So again, it's the same activities, but you've just got a lot more associates on the TOM program, a lot more associates at functions, and you've got 2 qualified double achievers. Wow. just great to have this graduated improvement. But all you need to focus on at the beginning is increasing what you're doing now. Really, that's it. And you'll see results in your business. So I just encourage you to learn this Achiever program. And if you want notes on it, I'm not sure where they can get that, Sharon, but everyone should have taken notes on it anyway today. So just focus on the Achiever program.
I'm pretty sure that the Achiever, the three-point plan stuff is available in the resource library, unless they've taken it out.
Yes.
But really, they don't want you focusing on that, especially if you're brand new. So it's not that it's top secret. It's just that we want to make sure you don't get distracted on the right activities to be doing at the beginning. But if you can't find it and your direct leader doesn't have it, just Google three-point plan, because it's out there on the internet. It's very easy to find.
Yes.
So the other thing that's great about this, Karen, isn't it, is about that whole concept. As you're describing that, the building of leadership, the rising up of leaders and then achievers and then double achievers, is all about focusing at the bottom and nurturing the very bottom of those teams, isn't it?
It is, Sharon, because that's where your growth's going to come. And this is one of the exciting things. The third part of the three-point plan is the developing relationships, but it's also about focusing and encouraging people all the way up a leg. The structure part is about building deep legs so that as you're getting the volume down at the bottom of legs and helping people at the bottom, it encourages everybody up the leg, as long as you let them know what's happening. What the long-term plan of you, for those of you on the call who are looking to develop a big business, the long-term plan you're aiming for, and this Achiever program sets you up for that, is leaders a long way down a leg. Aiming eventually to have three regional directors in each of your legs, and then three national directors in each of your legs, and then three executive directors in each of your legs, and ultimately three presidentials in each of your legs. That might sound gobsmacking for us. By following this Achiever program and looking to develop the people under you instead of just you, that's the difference with this. You're looking much more at developing the people in your team and not just at yourself. It's the old story, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. So I think that's one of the really powerful, subtle differences with the three-point plan. The focus is much more on your team and helping your team and getting them to functions, encouraging them to come to functions. It's a critical, critical part of your business, because we're surrounded by negative energy. I gave up TV 3 months ago. I only intended to do it for a month. And it's gone to 3 months, and I've lost interest. I forget that it's even there now, and it's had an amazing effect on me. And it's just that lack of negative input, lack of being programmed by other people's ideas. I mean, even the reality shows, they're promoting ideas that I don't agree with a lot of the time. So you're being subjected to things that don't sit with you. The difference is, by not listening to as much of the outside and spending more time reading books and coming to functions where you're mixing with positive people, it's just incredible. It just will have a profound effect on you. So, but the focus, if I want to emphasize anything today, shift your focus from you to other people. That's really the key, building your team. And this is why we build deep, even to the point of some people have buying positions where they're buying extra product in their business that they need for themselves. And you might have had it in a second leg to help you earn some more income. Well, move it down a main leg instead so it helps everybody else. Instead of having buying positions up the top, put them down the bottom so that they're encouraging everybody. The volume's encouraging everybody. And I can tell you, this is working. I have been doing this seriously, encouraging everyone by what's happening at the bottom of the leg, and everyone's getting inspired and more involved and the activity's increasing.
Karen, I think that that's really well covered. But I have a thought that there might be a question or two out there. So how are we going out there? Does anybody have a question for Karen? Just say your name and we can call on you.
Hello, it's Mary here.
Go ahead.
Could you tell me where we can hear this program over and over again, please? Where will
Certainly.
I find the archives for it?
It's Richer Lives, RICHERLIV, as in Victor, ES.com.au/friends. And if you want to go to Facebook, like the Australasian Saturday Morning Call, send me a message there. I can give you the access. So we've got some extensive call archives that will support you in maintaining and supporting your training and that of your team as well. Thanks, Maureen, for that question. Is there anybody else with a question? Just say your name.
Sharon, what I'd like to say is if people come to the super regionals, the monthly trainings in Brisbane and Sydney, many, many, many of your calls are already downloaded onto CDs that you can actually purchase at those for only $2.50, which is fantastic. And it's so convenient to have them on CD because you can lend them to people in your team. You can even gently start your own TOM program with people by lending these CDs, maybe before, especially like Dan Fouts last week. I mean, he's just outstanding and there's so many good ones. So this is just a great tool you can use, we do, to lend them to people and get them back and lend them another one. They may not be up to the TOM program at this stage, but just listening to the doctors to increase their belief and their knowledge. Last December, Sharon interviewed Dr. Steve Nugent. That was called Manatec, the Glycan Company. It was an absolutely outstanding interview where Dr. Nugent just gives all the validity, the history, the science, and just gives so much credibility to us. And we use that CD to lend to somebody new. So if we've gone to see somebody new and shown them the plan, they may not know a lot about the company or the product. So we lend them Dr. Nugent's CD and the booklet from Manatec, the Manatec story. Can't encourage you enough. Think about getting these CDs for your team to be able to lend and use as a tool. Very, very powerful. Built my business. Sharon, thank you. I owe you.
Go ahead, Gary.
Sharon, could you just expand a little bit on the three pillars that are involved in the three-point plan, the spoken word and unity?
Okay. The three powers, this is sort of the basis and I guess the culture we need to develop. The three powers are unity, which means all of us working towards a common cause, and we have that. Individually, we want our own success, obviously, and that's very important that you have your own success as a goal. But we all have this common cause of feeding the 5 million children. So we need to be unified. Where there's discord, nothing works. A house divided against itself will fall and all those sorts of things. So this is what we presidentials are very keen and working on at the moment, is that even though we're all individual leaders with our own ideas, our own egos, our own ways of doing things, we're all now working together for the greater good, I guess you could say. And it's just wonderful. So this means we're doing super regionals together. At the one coming up in Brisbane, for instance, on the leadership night, which is the Friday night, which will just be for national directors and above, there'll be Chris Gregory speaking, Simon Cryer speaking, James Hannan speaking, and myself speaking. So we've got four presidentials working together on this super regional. So that's what unity is. And at our trainings, we have lots of people from different groups. This is unusual in network marketing. In a lot of other network marketing companies, you just don't have anything to do with other groups. It's forbidden, almost. But that's what has to change. So we're all working for the common cause. There's plenty of people for all of us. That's how I see the unity, Gary. I hope that's good and that we all just help work to support each other. The second part of the three powers is submission, which is a bit of a dirty word sometimes because we tend to think of that having to do what you're told. But it doesn't mean that. It means submitting to wiser instruction, mentors, coaches, to this system of the three-point plan. If you can submit to the fact that this is the best way to do it, if you aim to be an achiever, submit to the criteria and work towards the criteria, you will be successful. And I guess it means, submission means doing what's being proven and following proven steps rather than wanting to reinvent the wheel yourself. That's not a recipe for success, unfortunately. So submitting to the program that's working, that's a big thing I'm encouraging as well. And we all are. We leaders are. And the third part is the power of the spoken word. And this is just a wonderful subject that we could go on for hours, but I won't. This understanding that the things you're saying are creating your life. I believe that's true, and I've proven it's to be true. So it covers a lot of things. What are you saying to yourself? Are you saying, I'm stupid, I can't do this, too hard? If you keep saying those types of things, you're just going to novel yourself. You're going to, you know, not go ahead. And it's also covers what you're listening to, what you're hearing from other people, which is why we go to functions and hear good things and see other people succeeding and we're encouraged, and why we perhaps don't watch TV or why we don't mix too much with negative friends. Knowing that what you're saying or hearing is affecting your life is a very, very powerful revelation. So this is why the affirmations in the Daily Habits Tracker are so important, because you're saying positive things. Seriously, I walk around, if people heard me, they'd think I was mad, but I do. I walk around saying I'm super successful, everything works out for me, everything's just going great, I have four strong legs with a presidential director in each leg. I say all sorts of things. New people are coming to me all the time. I'm growing. I just talk about great things, and I listen in my car. I'm listening to all the CDs. Another set of very powerful CDs were the 100-day challenge CDs. Only some people were able to get those from Manatech before they ran out, but we'll have those available at the Super Regional too. 14 amazing CDs with leaders from South Africa, Al Bala, Beau Short, Dr. Sinnott, an outstanding one, just fantastic. So there's 14 of those CDs, and that comes into this power of the spoken word, what you're listening to and what you're saying to yourself and what you're thinking even. And another really important aspect is, what are you saying about other people and what are you saying about your own business? Are you criticising other people? Are you saying, oh, they'll never get anywhere? And you've got someone in your business who maybe frustrates you because they're not doing more or not going ahead. Don't speak ill of them, because you're creating with your words. You're creating with your words. And don't say unkind things about anybody. Uplift and keep your words in edifying. Edify your leader. They have make a very big thing of that in South Africa, of the power of edification. You'll hear every single speaker when they come on, when you listen to the CDs from South Africa, they're saying, I'm grateful to and I honour my upline. We just need to be doing this and speaking good things over everything. So the spoken word is just massive. So just today, listen to yourself, hear what you say, hear what you think. Does that cover that, Gary, enough for you?
That's absolutely excellent. Thank you very much.
Good.
So, Karen, bless you and thank you. What's in your heart to leave people with this morning?
I'm going to leave people with my vision. South Africa have set a vision. I think we worked out there's 52 million people in South Africa, and they have set a vision to feed 1 million of the children out of the 5 million. And the size of South Africa is the same as Queensland. Yes, they've got a lot more people, but I figure we've got 10 or 11 big groups in Australia, separate groups, and I figure we should be able for all of Australasia to do 1 million as well, to take up 1 million. Not that I'm putting that on anyone else, but I've taken on my group as 1/10, we'll say, of getting to that. And what it means, which means I'd be doing 100,000, 1/10 of 1 million is 100,000 children. But what that means in effect is that just in my organisation, we need 200 presidentials and 20 platinums. So if every group in Australia set that as their target, we'd be able to feed 1 million of these children. Our lives would change. So many people's lives would change. It's so important we get out there and get to more people and get them on these products. As a preventative measure, people's health's getting worse and worse. We have such a valuable product. So whatever it takes to drive you, I encourage you to find it, whether it's the Achiever program, whether it's M5M, having a big vision, working out your why, all these things. We just need to make this happen for our sakes and the health of many, many people. So I encourage everyone, and I hope today's been helpful for all of you.
That's Karen, it has. I'm 100% confident. Thank you for being here. Thanks, everyone.